Cthulhu Adventure, The Black Cat by Ingo Ahrens, translated from the German by Bill Walsh. Featuring Max as Keeper of Arcane Lore and Kitty Treats, Jim as Catherine, Randall as Fatty, Gary as Zelko, Jonathan as Mew, and Edwin as Andre.
We have everybody, since Jonathan's not making it.
We do.
Oh, I didn't know he wasn't making it. Ah, he's on his trip, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he arrived already, but he said he won't be able to play.
Working on a Sunday. What a good company, man. Cool. Well, you guys have any questions or anything from last time before we get back into the
fight or flight? I don't know if there's any other question to ask.
All right.
Well, I mean, other than the obvious one is, I just imagine Catherine just sitting there looking back and forth between this cat from Saturn and her investigative team here, who is all the great hunters fleeing in terror. And I just imagine her sitting there looking back and forth between the cat and you guys running away and being completely bemused as to what's going on. Especially as Mo just runs off in a completely different direction. God only knows where
that's right.
Only knows where he's going.
Yeah.
Mo be gone.
Yeah, so you guys, I guess a little short recap from the end of last session. You guys were in Rivertown. You spoke to Ricardo and his two flunky cats, TikTok and Ahab. And they told you about the cat that they found down there in the warehouse district. You were heading down to check out the area. And lo and behold, you saw this massive cat-like creature that is most certainly not a cat prowling down, moving away from you at the end of the street.
Oh, that's a very important detail that was not clear to me last time.
No, it was not. You just turned the corner and saw it. Now that we have time to go through that moment. Yes. When you see it, it's walking down the street slowly. Just not like it's running or anything like that. It's
just
sauntering. But that's what you see. This
thing.
Horrible bluish, purplish, huge fanged, massive cat. Air quotes.
Well, since he's moving away from us, I guess we can try to follow him.
Meow.
Yep, definitely try to follow him.
All right.
What is that thing?
I thought you said to run away. I don't understand what is going on here.
I'm happy to wait for it to leave and then look at the track. So we should move towards it until it does see us?
I think we should follow it. Because this must be what's killing the cat. It could come after you next.
Well, late, and we could apparently make that possible. Likely. So, how far away is it? Like, just a block at the moment?
Yeah, we'll say it's just at the end of the block. You guys are at the beginning of the street, or at the beginning of the block, and he's at the end of the block, down the same street.
Alright.
Must have just been lucky that you guys turned the street and it wasn't looking down the street at you.
Yeah. So, does it look like it had been on the street that we're on? It was walking down our street?
Yeah. It looked like it was
on that street. And we're out in a sort of warehouse district, and then I would like to look for the tracks and see if I can sniff any of the rotten egg smell as I sort of move around the bit of street or alley that we're in.
You guys are at the beginning of the street or alley, and you don't see any tracks around you right there.
Okay. All right.
But then again, the entrance to the warehouse is like midway down the street.
Okay, well, I'll move on down to there then.
Okay. Now, are you waiting until this thing's out of sight, or are you going to try and...
Yeah, I thought it went. It turned the corner and went, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, given a minute or two, it'll be turning out of sight down the street.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so you walk, you know. you walk up halfway up the street, and you can go ahead and give me a spot.
Believe that is not a pass.
07. That's a pass.
Can I give you a scent roll also?
Sure.
I rolled a 34.
Everyone can give me a scent roll if they want.
Well, I made my spot and scent failed.
So a successful spot check. We'll have you notice, yes, there looks like some fresh tracks in the mud there of the strange, irregular shaped cat foot pads that are much larger.
It is still, I mean, you can clearly see the tracks. Still, right? So
yes.
But we don't see the cat anymore.
No.
Okay. See the tracks. Let's keep going.
Perhaps we should go in the warehouse and see what is in there.
So yeah, you see
rather
the tracks.
Than following it.
If someone wants to give me a track roll, you can determine where you see it. You can try and follow the tracks. The mud.
On a 96, that will not make it.
And I'm sorry, did you say the scent roll did or did not fail?
Was there a success on the scent rolls?
Yeah, I succeeded on the scent roll.
Yes, it does smell faintly of rotten eggs.
Okay. So I want to nose around the entrance to the warehouse.
Okay.
And, does it look like one can just walk in?
Yeah, there's enough broken board slats and cracks in the wall and whatnot that you could get through. I mean, you see the tracks, they go right up to one of the openings.
Right. Is there the smell of rotten eggs?
Yes, you did have a faint smell of that. Only if you passed your scent roll, though.
Mm.
So it's not getting stronger as we get closer.
Not as you go into the warehouse, no. It's pretty faint right now.
So what's in this warehouse?
It's basically just, when I say last time, I think it was like a fish processing warehouse. It's just,
yum.
Yeah, it's just it smells great to you guys. Other than that faint hint of rotten eggs, it smells like rotten fish and fresh fish and somewhere in between fish. Yeah, there's just a bunch of big crates and, you know, vats of fish and like a big sorting line that backs up to the other end of the warehouse where it looks like a bunch of fish could be dumped out into the trough for sorting and whatnot. And yeah, it's you see a couple, you know, fish skeletons, fish carcasses lying here and there around the ground.
So this may have just been a...
Does it look like it's been eating any of the fish carcasses? Do it look like they've been...
You can go ahead and make a spot if you want to inspect some of the
fish carcasses. Just.
Yeah, it definitely looks like some have been gnawed on recently.
I think it's been feeding in here.
Yes, perhaps we should too.
Hello, strange cat. Are you in here?
No answer.
No, we saw it go the other way. Didn't know it came from here.
Correct. That's what you could assume.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we saw it go in here. Okay. So.
No.
Well, I thought we were following.
No, we saw it. No,
Catherine is all
I followed it.
Yes.
I think I'm following it backwards.
Well, why would you do that?
Backtracking it into the warehouse.
What use is that?
Because I don't want to follow it forward.
Well, can we track it?
If you were looking at it like that, did anyone pass their track roll earlier?
Mm.
Or did anyone even attempt a track roll when you were out in front of the warehouse looking at the tracks?
Oh, no, I didn't. I tried one in here, but not out there.
I didn't pass previous ones.
I know I failed a track roll. I rolled a 96. I don't remember where I rolled it.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to try and kind of, as Andre is saying, backtrack it and try and figure out where it was coming from.
I get a hard success on backtracking from inside, from here.
Okay, so what you see after you look at all the tracks, it kind of goes in and around the bottom floor here, stops at a couple fish carcasses, but basically it looks like it came in, it walked around, ate a little bit, and then walked back out.
Okay, that seems good. And then, and did it come from
the same place
where we came from?
Mm-hmm.
Or it came from? Oh, it came from where it's going to.
Correct.
As far as we can tell. Okay.
That's why when you were at your end of the street, you didn't see any tracks. But
no tracks. Okay. So it just came here from where it was to feed. Well, perhaps there is nothing for it but to follow it if we want to find information.
And we still don't know where it was. This is an interesting.
Well, but
This is an interesting way of hunting all have.
It seems that where it was is where it's going to. So we can find where it was. I thought you were the smart one.
Yes, yes, I completely understand. No matter where it goes, there it is.
Yes, indeed. Now you're thinking like a human. All right.
Okay,
so
let's go back then and see if we can find out where he's going.
Okay.
Catherine, just don't call the attention of this thing, okay? We're trying to be, you know, just watching from a distance. If he comes after us, more likely he's going to eat you first, so.
What? Why would he eat me? We want to talk to it. It's fascinating.
Not fascinating at all. He's killing other cats, so.
Well.
No wonder he will kill us too.
I think that might be jumping to conclusions. How do you know it killed Tom Tom?
They were the same footprints.
Well, recently. you could give me sense. If you want, you could all give me idea rolls.
And the same smell.
Pause the idea.
Extreme success.
Yeah, 26, which is a hard success.
Yep, hard success as well.
All right, well, definitely for the hard and extreme successes, you know that from the description that Madam gave you from the Walnut Street Tom-Tom murder location of what she saw.
Large gray
blur kind of monster thing. That after seeing the cat from Saturn now, you would almost certainly identify her description to be that exact thing.
If it were moving quickly.
And from the red-headed human child that you overheard.
Right.
Yes.
Right, so perhaps one of them killed Tom Tom. How do we know it was this one?
Perhaps
maybe there's more than
Catherine,
one.
Catherine, you should go home and let the people who do not want to talk to this thing carry on. I fear you'll get us in trouble.
I'd like to follow it and see where it's going. And look and see whether or not it's actually causing it.
All right. Well,
I'll go with him.
So you guys are going to try and follow the tracks.
Right. See where he is going to or where he was coming from.
Okay. So you want to give me one more track roll?
Okay.
That is a pass.
Oh, you passed. Okay. I was going to spend luck, but you passed, so.
Perfect. You can follow the tracks. And it brings you across town and up to up to a neighborhood. And it's kind of in the area. Well, go ahead and give me no rolls.
No.
10. That's one fifth. So,
yes. Critical.
So, successful no rolls. We'll have you realize that this is in where it leads you to, the neighborhood eventually, is in the area where you kind of looked at on the map. That was kind of in the middle of the murder scenes.
In the middle.
I mean, general middle area. So,
Catherine looks obnoxiously smug.
As always, so
and cleans her ears.
So, yeah, when you turn the corner into the neighborhood, let's get some spot hidden rolls, please.
Ah, no, that's a failure.
Failure.
Come on, Catherine, let's put the heat in things.
No, I don't do that.
She's cleaning her ears.
Yep.
Don't interrupt her. Gary?
Oh, sorry, I'm back.
Spot hidden?
Spot hidden, okay. 57. That's a fail. So I failed.
Okay, so everyone failed. Perfect. So you guys keep following the tracks. Around the corner. And, yeah. You can follow the tracks, and you see, once you get into the neighborhood, that definitely this cat has been, or this cat thing, has been prowling around here a lot. You start to see a good amount of newer and older tracks kind of going down the street, turning off in front of every other house, just kind of like it's been its prowling area. So it starts to get pretty hard to follow its current tracks, the ones that you followed in here, because there's a bunch of tracks of the thing crisscrossing throughout here.
Okay, now this is the time when we stop and we wait for the creature to appear again.
So we should hide?
We should hide, yes.
Just to clarify, what time of day is it now?
I would say it's... Well, you did that in French Hill by noon. You go around, you get back by noon, head off and race meet at sundown, you head to Rivertown. Oh, it's nighttime. Yeah. So you guys went, you met at sundown to go to Rivertown.
Right.
And now after walking around and following these tracks back and checking out the warehouse, it's probably 9 o'clock-ish.
Oh, that's it? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would have thought it would have been out later. Seems awfully early for it to be going home, doesn't it?
It does.
Perhaps. Actually, no, because the murders we saw earlier were around now, and we saw the cat where we first tom-toms there. That was in the early evening. I don't know about the others, but those little boys must not have been out very late. So I think this must be the hunting time.
Should we try to contact your cats? Tell them?
Well, we just left them far behind. We should have contacted them when we were right there, but...
Well, maybe some of us can wait here and the others can go and bring them.
Well, if we know that this is where it's from, and this is, it's time to go home, why would we wait out all day until tomorrow? Why not just come back tomorrow?
Yeah, why don't we come back here tomorrow evening?
Yes, bring your Bing Gang, and we'll just show up early enough before it goes out, and then find it, and you can catch it and play with it for a while, and then kill it.
I'm only afraid that it is going to kill another cat today. But maybe it is better to be able to go and regroup, convince other cats to join us in the hunting.
I believe that is what she is suggesting, yeah?
Well, you yourself, Andre, just said this is its... This would be its hunting yes. time, and so if it's going home, then it's done hunting.
Yes, yes.
So no more danger. Until tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, that sounds reasonable. That seems fine. I'll see you all tomorrow when the sun sets.
Okay.
Okay.
Perhaps.
We're going back with your cats?
Yes, and I think it was you, Catherine, who talked to the other cats about... they seem to listen to you.
Well, they have some modicum of common sense, yes.
So yes, I think you should be the one to bring them, since they will listen to you.
Me?
You are the natural leader, obviously you.
I suppose you are right, Andre.
It is not for nothing that I live with a diplomat.
I wish Moon was here. He would be useful, I think.
Catherine, maybe we should also talk to Benjamin. He may be able to convince the others to join us as well in the alley.
Benjamin.
Yes, the cats who saw what happened to Tom Tom.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
the big fat cat that was willing to talk to you about all the murders.
Right.
Well, that's right. He was the one that he talked to as well, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are a talkie cat.
Oh, very well. So, Andre, as the expert, when will this thing go out again?
I think it will go out just as the sun sets.
And
as it has been doing.
And how much earlier do you need your troops here to deal with it? Set up some sort of ambush to find it as it comes out?
Yeah.
10 minutes?
Yes.
3 hours?
I would think such an hour would be good.
So, while you guys are talking about this, why don't you all give me listen rolls?
Oh, 96. We're all terrible tonight.
91. Nope. We do not listen.
Randall
maybe listens.
Nope. Not even close to spend some luck either, so
we listen very carefully to each other.
Yes, you do. So all right. So then your guys' plan is to
What? So I'm thinking like
wake up late tomorrow.
Yeah, meet here around 5 tomorrow, around end of work day for the humans.
An appropriate amount of time before that, I'll go out to the gang cats at the docks and find Benjamin and say, hey, this is what's going on. Come help.
Okay, so so you're going to talk to Benjamin to try and get more cats from the town area, not the Rivertown cats?
Well, I'm going to do both.
Both.
Because the Rivertown cats, they've already said they have the cats that they're going to give you, so
yeah,
you just ask and they'll come.
Yeah, well, we need to go tell them where and when.
Right. What I guess I'm inferring is, you haven't done the same thing around the neighborhood, so you could try, some people could try and get more cats from around the neighborhood here, and then someone else, maybe someone that's not so good at talking to other cats, could go off and get your prearranged cats from the Rivertown.
But yes, but Andre did not want to do that. I think he's a little bit afraid.
I was the one who went and talked to them first, if you remember. I went and hopped on their boat. I'm not scared of those cats.
Oh, well then, perfect. Then you can go.
I will happily go and use your name and
bring
them back.
I'm sure there won't be any trouble.
Good old Ahab and TikTok.
Okay.
All right. So
that's the plan.
Unless anyone else wants to do something, the night will end.
Yes, I want to do something.
Okay.
After I get home.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Scheming something.
Nope. I want to attempt some research. I'm going to knock some of my witches' books off the shelf and page through them, paw through them.
All right. Well,
I have a couple of human languages. Maybe I'll get very lucky and stumble upon something that might be useful. I doubt it, but I still got it. We at least got to get that scene in there. Catherine, knocking books off the shelf and
that knocking the books off is not the issue. So let's go ahead and get a luck roll.
Luck I have, that will... Oh, yeah. Normal success.
Normal success. Okay, then give me a D4, please.
A D4. 2.
All right, so you get 2 books off the shelf before you think it's going to be too loud and wake up your mistress. So, you can give me a luck roll for each book.
Can I spend luck? I failed by 2.
Yeah, you can spend luck on a luck. No, I don't think you can.
And I get a normal success.
Okay, so normal success, and the other one was a failure?
Yep.
All right, so... The normal success is one that you can read. And it's a, semi-hefty mythos tome. And so what, you're looking, I assume, for what this thing is?
Yep. Strengths, weaknesses, how to kill it, just anything. I'd be happy if I found a picture of it. I mean, yeah.
Well, go ahead and give me a mythos roll.
No.
You're able to look through it and see the pictures, and you see a picture of a drawing of something like it, but there's not really any information on it, just like a bunch of apocryphal names of things people call it.
Oh, well, I'll take note of those. I can use that to show off in the morning.
Okay, perfect. Yes, show off. Show off ammo. What the did you get?
A picture of a drawing of it. I like it. Okay, that's it.
Cool. And then sleep is had, and the next day dawns.
And sleep is had.
More sleep is had. And yeah, it's now you guys can do whatever you like with the day or the afternoon up to the evening. So you get your cats from the docks. They'll come and show up whenever you want to help you prowl. And Catherine, you're going to go see Benjamin.
Yep.
And try and get some more cats.
Yep. Early afternoon time.
Okay. Then you can go ahead, I think, and make a status roll.
Let's see. Status. That 41. Okay, I will spend another 13 points of luck in order to make that a normal success.
And what would that make that successful percentile be?
41 out of 41.
40. So yeah, you get 41 cats.
Wow.
Is this enough, Andre? Do you need more?
Well, obviously, it's daylight, so, I mean, yeah, you can have a lot of cats in the area, but I don't think it's not like they're all going to swarm in one area, especially during, like, or before sundown.
They're not all
because,
useful.
Yeah. They're, it's pretty, you know that would be definitely noticed by humans.
Well, this purple thing would probably be noticed by humans too, so.
I would send them all to Andre, and, since Moo's not around. Where did he run off to? I don't understand.
I'm not sure.
I would send them all to Andre at the appointed time.
Okay. So, yeah. You guys have all these cats near the neighborhood there. And, yeah, what do you want them to do?
This is Andre.
Set up a yowl signal, and we should all try to hide in various parts of the neighborhood and keep a lookout.
Okay. And then what are you guys going to do? Just hide and keep a lookout?
Yes. And see if we're in the place where we last saw it, right? In the center of the killings.
Yeah,
in
sure.
In our neighborhood, right? Yes.
Oh, so yeah, you guys are in the neighborhood where you've followed it to.
Okay. So yeah, we just need to wait for it to come out, I guess.
And I'm hiding wherever Andre is hiding.
Okay.
So we have the Ricardo cats, 11 of them, and then 41 neighborhood cats, and then four or five of us.
Four of you.
It seems like. Four of us.
I'll probably be hanging out with Fatty.
All right. So you guys are hiding, waiting for sundown.
Waiting for something.
About about 30 minutes after sundown. Go ahead and give me a party luck roll.
My luck is 70.
65.
77.
08. 08. I guess that'll pass. What's your luck score?
85.
Okay. Wow. Lucky cat.
85 in the 6, yeah. Not like 85.
Yeah, who was the...
Still,
yeah,
85. Who's
got the lowest? I think that...
I think 60, I do.
Who's got 65?
Yeah, sounds like Edmund.
I do.
Yeah, you're the one.
But Randall's the one who rolled, so...
Yeah, lucky roll, Randall, on Edwin's luck. all right. So, yeah, you guys are... All right, now all four of you are together. You guys are in separate parts of the...
I think we're in separate... I mean, I think the idea was to have all of these 50-some cats basically spread out through the neighborhood, hiding
right.
and keeping watch.
So, but you guys are in the same general area.
Yeah.
As
right.
each other.
Right.
Right, yeah. Like on the same sure. street, but maybe different parts of the street. So,
sure.
as it happens... You see this thing turn from an alley and start walking down your street.
Well, I guess we'll unleash the yowl, the call sign.
There it is, Andre. Go get it.
So
I will make a loud call. Which I'm not very good at, but hopefully others will repeat it as they hear it.
Go ahead, give me a yell roll.
And I'll
not successful. Excellent.
My yell is successful.
So is mine.
Very good.
Oh, mine too.
All right, and. You see this thing stop in its tracks, perk its ear up, and, like, look at each one of you that yelled. Like, it you can tell while you're looking at it that it knows exactly where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it, Andre! What are you waiting for? Charge it!
And so that was 3 successful yells,
yes.
I believe?
Yeah.
Alright, so you see it starts to turn around. I guess we can go into dex order now.
Yeah.
So, let's just do this for a sec. Alright, so Jim, what's your dex?
21.
23.
23 for Randall. Jonathan is not here, and you guys put yours in there. All right. And this guy is Dex of Numbers. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Fatty and Zelko.
Okay, charge. I'll charge in, and hopefully the cats behind me will follow.
Well, this is the first round, so basically you guys were covering this part of the street, so you guys are the only ones around at the moment.
Can I do a rip?
You can, yeah, run up to it and try and attack it.
Yeah. So, a 34 is a hard success.
Okay, yep. Go ahead and roll some damage.
Okay, so now my strength and size. Oh, no, my damage bonus. I've got a strength of 1 and a size of 1.
Right.
Minus
1d6. Minus 1d6.
Okay, so, and 2d3. Okay, so roll. So I rolled 4 of my 2d3 and a 5 of my 1d6. So I cause no damage. I should give it an extra hit point.
Well, I think maybe it would be a minimum of 1, probably. I don't know.
Hopefully it'd be a minimum of 1.
We'll call it a minimum of 1. All right. Fatty?
So I'm going to try to scratch it. 04.
Okay.
That is a success. A critical success, actually.
And I'm assuming your damage bonus is just as bad?
Checking on the damage bonus right now. I actually think so. Check.
I mean, I think we're all size 1, and the strength thing was... I don't remember. Was it a 1d3 or something? Or one? Was it
pretty... I got size 1 and strength 3. So I don't recall if that gives me a damage bonus.
4. I suppose it's possible it's minus 1d4 or something. Let's see.
No, strength plus size of 2 to 12 is 1d6.
Yep.
Minus 1d6.
So we're all minus 1d6. That's easy.
All right. There you go.
Okay. I get a 5 from my 1d6.
All right, so I think that's 1 damage.
Okay.
All right. Now it is... Jim?
Catherine.
I am going to...
Rina.
I'm going to clean my forehead.
Perfect.
And watch.
All right. Now it's the cat, and that'll be he misses biting Zelko, but he scratches at Fatty and catches him. And
no!
Fatty is going to take strength plus size. Page of that chart on, Jim?
It's 2 to
2 to 12 is minus 1d6. Where'd it go? Here it is.
Creating your investigator. Here's 36.
Yeah, page 36. 2 to 12 is minus 1d6. 13 to 16 is minus 1d4.
Okay. All right, cool. So then he does... 1 damage to you, Fatty.
Mm-hmm. Lucky me. All right.
And next up is Andre.
I am going to run and jump up to somewhere above it where I'll be able to pounce on it in the next turn, and I will yowl some more.
Okay. you can go ahead and do that, go ahead and give me a yell.
99. Apparently I have a hairball.
It's, the yell's not coming out right, Andre.
For sure.
So, back up to the top. Let's go to Randall, or Fatty and Zelko.
Okay, I'm going to do another rip. Well, try. I failed.
Okay.
I had a question about rip, because it's the obvious, like, there's no reason to do any other attack.
Yeah.
Is there anything special about it? Like, I couldn't tell from reading it if you're supposed to have already grappled or if you're already, like, if there was some kind of...
That's true. It might not allow it.
Free condition before you were allowed to rip, or if you can just...
Well, let's see.
That's the, you know, tearing open the stomach thing.
Right. It doesn't really, if I remember, it doesn't really say.
Flavor-wise, all those other things are great, but rip is the highest probability and the highest damage.
Here we go. It just says a cat's back legs can rip open and disembowel or decapitate an opponent, doing 2d3 plus damage bonus damage.
Well, rip is when you're actually trying to kill something, right? I mean, you know, you great hunters want to play with it for a little while first.
That may be true. Yeah. You want to get something's attention or something.
Right, you wouldn't, you know. Rip exactly what Jim said. You'd scratch it a couple times and bat at it, and then go in for the rip kill.
Yep. Okay.
So, yeah. So then, Zelko, you failed. Fatty?
Yeah, I failed.
91.
All right. And Catherine, are you continuing to clean?
Well, having seen Andre attempting to yell and failing again, I will imagine that he is wanting a yowl, so I will yowl for him again.
Okay.
Although I fail.
Perfect.
It's hard to clean and yowl at the same time.
Right, so he had a hairball, and now since you've been cleaning yourself, you've got some hair building up there.
Yep.
Okay, and this thing is going to try and bite. Fatty? Uh-oh. That he bites you real good, Fatty. With his big teeth. And he does 4 damage to you.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oof. Yeah.
He just chomps down right on Fatty's neck and crushes his throat.
Yeah, and, that's disturbing.
You guys can all give me sentience checks.
Nope.
Hard success.
I passed.
So a success will be 0, and a failure will be 1d2.
That's 2.
It's disturbing, but not that disturbing. He was a little annoying.
Randall, if you want, you can just move around some stats or do whatever you want and become one of the other cats that is part of the posse.
Well, it's a good time for Mew to come back, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, there should be about 50 cats coming in soon. So.
Well, yeah, if you want to play Mew, then you can just grab his sheet off the Dropbox.
Let me check the Dropbox.
And, okay. So he did that. And tries to swipe at Zelko, but misses. And now it's down to Andre.
Can I see any of the other cats coming in?
You can see at probably like, a round or two, and some cats will be here. Three or four cats.
And have they? So did they start taking up the yowl signal? You know, I mean, sort of dog-like, unfortunately, but...
You hear them yowling, and you assume that there may be other cats coming soon.
Okay, so I will pounce on this thing and see if I can rip it open, because it just killed our buddy. That is a normal success, and we'll see if we do any damage. So 3, 4 minus 6 is 1.
All right. Now it's back up to Zelko, and then Catherine.
What is going on? Oh, you found the creature again.
What's Mew's dex?
21.
Okay.
Okay, well, Mew can come in next round.
Okay. Can I bite him? I'm going to try biting him.
Okay.
18. That's a success.
All right. Roll some damages.
Damage. So it's 1d4 and minus. Oh, okay. It'll be 1 point of damage if it's minimum.
Right. All right. You guys have, done some significant damage to it. All right. So that was Zelko. Now it's Catherine.
I will clean my other ear.
All right. And the cat turns, or the cat thing turns and runs back down the alley that it came out from. You guys can try to give chase if you want.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now that we've got some backup here.
Definitely give it chase.
Now that Mew is here.
So what are your guys' move attributes?
Move. I don't know. Where's move?
Is there even a move on this character sheet?
There might not be.
Dex.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
60, I think there. Oh, I don't know.
I don't have.
I think move was fairly standard. I think it said in there that was move was like our base move for cats. Can't remember what it was.
it's a straight 12. There's no roll or anything associated with it. It's just all cats are 12.
Yeah, perfect. Good. Then, you guys are kind of keeping pace behind it. You're about, it got a good jump off, and, you're able to follow it within sight, and, it comes up to a house, and as soon as you guys get onto like the property of the house, you can all give me sense danger checks.
Sense danger. Wow.
I will spend luck to pass that.
I don't have
0-7.
Yeah. I will spend 5 points of luck to pass that.
I passed it. So 0-7.
All right. So any successes? You feel really scary vibrations, like evil vibrations emanating from the house, and your fur just stands straight on end.
Bad house. Very bad house.
Bad house.
Yeah. Yeah, it does not feel like a happy, fun place. So, but as you guys feel that and you're following this cat, you see it runs around to the back of the house. So it kind of like runs along the side. You guys are able to keep following it. You hear like a banging sound. Like it sounds like the cat's banging itself against something.
We try to hurry.
And you get around the corner, and you see that the cat was like banging itself against the back door.
Since he's hurt, can we attack it?
Give me I would say give me a party luck roll.
Okay. I'm at
57
65.
Now. Alright, I'll go for it. 24. Hard success.
Yeah, you guys get up to it.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Let me know when it is my turn.
Well, we'll just go back in a dex order. Actually, no. It's got its back turned now that you're right up next to it, and it's like waiting for someone to attack it.
Okay. Yep, me too. And actually, this time I'm gonna go for the rape.
Okay, so that'll make it. I hope Fatty is dead. Zelko, you're up first.
Okay, I will bite it. And I can't spend luck, can I? No, Fatty.
All right. And next up is Mew and Catherine.
Okay. This is a successful route. Let me check the damage. 2d3. So this is 3, 4, 5 minus 1d6. Four, so it's 1 point.
Okay. 1 point of damage. And Catherine?
I watch attentively.
Okay. And then it's this thing.
Calling to the other cats. What are you waiting for? Get in there.
They're following quickly behind. And, ooh.
50 useless allies.
And, yeah. This thing scratches, Mew.
Can I dodge?
You can try and dodge, yes. You won't be able to attack next turn, but yeah.
Can No, I didn't dodge.
And the scratch does 2 points of damage.
One and seven, six. Wow. All right, I got 1 point left.
Excellent.
And, yeah, now it's Andre.
All right, well, I will bound up on the porch and attempt to gut it. And I will get a 0-8, which is a hard success. Is there impales?
Yeah.
Cool. And do we ever remember what that does?
Yeah. It's a full damage die plus okay. whatever your normal roll is.
Okay. All right, so that's... Oh, wow. So I rolled full on this, too. So the roll is 6 minus 4, which is 2, plus 6, which is 8.
Yeah, you just destroy this thing. Okay. You can describe how
launch
you kill
up
it.
Under it. Yeah, so I think I just launch up under it and with all the claws rip into its belly and rip it open from underneath.
Perfect. And yeah, then at that moment it screams an unearthly non-cat scream and mm-hmm. it falls over and kind of just melts away into like a goo and then into a mist. You see, well, actually, then you can all give me listen checks as you're right there.
Pass. You failed.
Yep, pass.
You hear what sounds to be a human coming towards the door, the back door.
My human.
I will jump up on something on the porch. Maybe there's a swing or something, and I can get up on top of the swing.
Well, this isn't the porch. This is the back door.
Right.
So it's just like a set of stairs. No, it's just like a set of stairs.
So is there a little awning? Is there a little awning over the back door?
Luck roll.
Or maybe just the roof, I guess. Maybe it doesn't matter.
No, it's a two-story house.
No. Okay. Fail the luck roll.
Okay, so no, there's no awning. There's a hand railing, but that would be right next to where the
How about a windowsill? A windowsill, the kitchen windowsill kind of thing. Off to the side there.
Let's see. Is there a window right there? No. There's not a window right there.
Then I'll just jump off the porch.
Okay.
Oh, I'm behind something.
Yep, me too. I'm off to a corner of the yard, hide in a dark corner.
Okay, well, you see this this human come out, and I'll drop a picture in there in a moment. But basically, you see this like mid-50s looking guy. He comes out, and he's just like, "What is all this racket? Come inside." And he like looks down on the ground and sees like the goop pile. Or there's a little goop remnant still drifting in the mist. And
She's just like, what? Demon! Where did you go?
Demon.
I'm going to walk out to the middle of the yard, like where he can see me, and just fix him with an icy stare.
He looks and he sees you. He says, "What color are you, Catherine?"
Bluish gray.
Okay. You're like, "Get out of here! Get out of here, cat!" And he picks up like a milk bottle and throws it in your direction.
I dodge the milk bottle and continue to stare at him.
I'll come out next to it and stare at him.
Oh, nice. And we should be getting our friends. We should definitely be getting our friends here right
your
now.
Your cat friends are rounding the corner.
That's kind of what I was hoping for. Is that everyone there would just be like a mass of cats here staring at him.
Yes, yeah, so I'll he be like staring at him as well.
Looks at you, looks at the other cats walking up, and kind of gets a weird quizzical look on his face, and then he just slams the door and goes inside.
He's a bad man.
We do not hunt humans.
We do not, but
I look at
hunt
you.
Humans. Yeah.
Since when? when did that start?
Was there a memo? A kitty memo?
Have you've never scratched a human?
You
have a funny cat. Catherine, what do you think this man and this beast?
I think we should go see if there's a candle to knock over or a lantern or something in his house. Bringing a thing like that here.
Well, okay. So you guys are going to
find an open window.
Search around the house.
Try to get in.
Bin.
Yeah.
Okay. See if there's a way in.
Yep. You guys can give me spot checks as you're searching around.
That's your three. Whoa. There we go.
Nope.
Okay.
I've
an extreme success.
And let me check. Nope. We didn't pass.
And this is the guy that you saw. And this is the house that you saw, or the house that
definitely
you're
definitely untrustworthy. I assume we still have that evil sense.
Yeah,
from the house.
It's definitely not a good feeling.
And did it seem to be focused around him when he came out, or does it really seem more of the house?
It's just kind of the whole area.
Okay, yeah.
And also you definitely have that smell of rotten eggs.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, you guys are looking all around the house. What you do notice is that all of the windows are closed and all of the curtains are pulled. But as Zelko is looking around on the porch, he finds a loose floorboard, which is good because you guys see that the whole house is slightly raised, about 18 to 20 inches, and there's some small basement windows for this small two-room house.
Nice.
But
sure.
All the windows have been bricked up.
Yeah.
Except for when you drop down and look under the porch, What you find under there is a few dead birds, a dead mole, some weeds, dirt, and a basement window that must have been missed in the bricking up process.
Here we go.
Good find, Silco.
So it's not bricked up, but you do see there's something in front of it.
Can so, we squeeze our way in?
Why doesn't someone give me a dex roll to see if you can, a dex times 5 to see if you can get that window open?
Okay, well, I rolled a 75. My dex is 23. So my dex times 5 is actually over 100.
Yeah, you guys are able to get the window open, and you check out. It seems like something wood that's in front of the window, but it seems thin, and it's also softer than normal from some what looks like water seepage or mildew.
All right.
So, but you think
so
it will definitely
access to the basement?
Yeah, you could scratch through it after a little bit of time, and I mean it would make some sound, but you could definitely scratch through it.
All right.
So, if you do so, then it looks.
I feel like we should bring the whole army in.
Yep, I was just about to say that. Come on, everyone. Let's have some fun.
Okay, all right, so then cats start
over
to
this house.
Pour in behind you. And so you guys scratch your way through, and you find yourself inside of a cabinet with its door slightly ajar. And so you make your way out, and let me give you a little map here. Here. So you guys come in. If you look at the perimeter on the right near the stairs, there's a bricked up window, and then the leftmost window in the right room is not bricked up, and you come in through that cabinet.
Yep. Then there's a curtain to the left.
Then yes, then there's a curtain, a black curtain.
I will jump directly to the curtain.
Okay, you can do that. Are you going to make a cling roll?
I'll make a cling roll. I guess that's a climb roll. I don't actually have.
So yeah, you would need to make a climb roll.
Nope.
Okay, so then you just launch yourself at the curtain. The thing and try and grab the curtain and try and grab on, but you don't quite catch.
So I sort of probably end up through the curtain a little bit into the room.
Yeah, so that it's all dark down here.
Okay. Use my cat eyes. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you can give me a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, finally I passed one. Hard success.
You see a switch on the wall. It looks like a light switch over near the stairs.
Oh, okay. Turn on the light there.
Aren't we cats? Why would we need to do that?
I don't know.
You don't. You guys can see. Yeah, you can see enough down here. It's
okay. Good.
So you guys, I'm assuming, push through into that room there, past the curtain, and you see there is what looks to be an alchemist table, There's a bunch of different tables and cabinets and jars, flasks, Bunsen burners, basins, rubber tubing, a whole bunch of just lab stuff. And then there's also a closet right around the corner when you walk in to your left. And that's got its doors ajar.
Poke in there.
And then there's also a bunch of notes on the far table.
I'll open the cabinet.
You poke in the cabinet. Yeah. You paw the doors open, and you see a bunch of containers of different things, but most notably, you see two large sealed glass containers filled with preserving agent and human heads. And you can go ahead and give me a sentience roll. And they look like elderly human heads.
On like a tin.
Bearing a slight resemblance to the guy you saw upstairs.
Oh.
I fail.
So, success is 0. A failure is 1d3.
So strange.
All three of it. I'm going to push them off the table.
No, they were in the counter, in the cabinet. Yeah, you push them out of the closet.
Yeah, yep, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you pull them out of the cabinet, and they shatter and roll on the ground.
But that smells great.
And, yeah. And then
how many cats do we have with us right now?
Oh, they're starting to fill up that bottom room, awesome. The first room.
Are there any stairs?
There are stairs going up in that first room. You guys also saw some notes on the table.
Yep. Well, go upstairs, everyone.
Do we
cause some havoc? Have some fun.
Do we recognize a Bunsen burner for what it is? Like something that can be turned that can. Release gas, basically.
I would say that could be a human lore role.
Okay.
Yeah,
can
I try to read the notes? You said
you can try and read the notes with a human language English.
Okay. I cannot.
I passed my human lore. And I wanted to go take a look at the notes, too.
Okay, go ahead. And a human lore, yeah, you'll know that this is a... it's a Bunsen burner.
And I passed my language as well.
Okay. Then you see the notes. The notes are... Let's see here. So it shows a lot of crazy kind of nonsensical writing, but it definitely is talking about creating a potion to help him get back to these dreamlands, but he requires a black cat's heart. He's also talking about trying to summon more of those cat demons, and so that's what you get.
I'm gonna shred them.
You're gonna shred them?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you gonna tell us about notes? What did they say?
He wants to dream. Silly humans, you just go there. Why do they have to come up with all this ridiculous nonsense to try to get there? You fall asleep and you go. I don't see the problem.
And, so what do you guys do? You now have a bunch of cats that are starting to go upstairs and go through the house. And you are down here
They should knock stuff over and
shred
electrical cords.
Those that pass their human lore roll to know if you knew what a Bunsen burner is, you do.
Is there a source of ignition? Is there any fire down here?
Yeah, there's
sparker.
Yeah, there is a sparker. I'm trying to see. You guys would probably, if you knew what a Bunsen burner is.
Another room there.
Yeah. Okay, you can go ahead and do that. There is electric lamps on the wall. There's no fire per se down here going, but there is one of those strikers. Do you think it would be pretty difficult for you to use it, though?
I think if you open the gas, then we can just push a lamp over or something and make some sparks. Might kill us, but you know.
Well, maybe how about I will wait here by the burner, by this thing, which will make a gas that will burn, and you all go make trouble in the rest of the house, and then get everyone. And when you're ready, get everyone out. And on the way out, I'll turn the gas on, and we'll. See what happens.
Very good. I will see what is in the next room here.
Okay, so Andre, you head into the next. So Fatty and Zelko, what are you guys going to do?
I'm going to follow Andre.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Mew. I'm Mew now.
Oh, Mew. That's right. Mew. Fatty is dead.
British accent. So I'm gonna follow the others upstairs, I guess. I'm going to follow Andre.
Okay. And when you step into this room, it smells horribly strong with that sulfur rotten egg smell. And on the floor is a bunch of bones and gristle and scraps of meat that's rotting. And it just smells horrible in here.
Are they
this is
remains?
There's no discernible remains.
Mm.
It's just all scraps and leavings.
And are all these dishes and things that are on the map? I have no idea what they are, but are they something of interest, or are they just?
It's just like they're old wicker baskets and a. Like a vat with a washboard. It looks like an old laundry room.
Okay. Yeah, I guess go upstairs.
Yep, head upstairs.
See what kind of havoc is happening.
Okay. So... you are now on the ground floor, and when you come up the stairs, there's like a little entryway, and then that would lead out to the porch, and then there's three doors going off of that. You see cats are kind of streaming everywhere, and you hear from upstairs, like, As some of the other cats are reaching the second floor now, you hear upstairs a guy, kind of like stomping around going, "What the hell? Get out of here! Get out of here! What are you doing?" And he starts then you hear cats going like, row, like just mewing at him and hissing and... And, so that's what you hear starting to happen upstairs.
So let's look through this floor while they're dealing with him.
Yeah, let's go to the kitchen.
Yep. There might be something to eat.
Okay, in the kitchen. The kitchen is furnished sparsely. There's a wobbly kitchen table with four chairs, a sink. What looks to be a wood or coal-fired oven. shelves on the wall with spices, bags of stuff, coffee cans. There's a pantry cabinet and an old-fashioned icebox. And then there's a door that leads into what looks like a bathroom.
The oven's cold.
The oven, go ahead and make a luck roll, party luck roll.
63 is above my luck, so it's above the party luck.
Yes, the oven is cold.
Okay. I was so hoping for a gas stove. I'll knock over some chairs.
I'll head into that
turn
next
on
room.
I think.
To the top or the bottom room?
The top room, yeah.
Top room, okay. So that is the study. You see that there's a bunch of shelves on the back and the side walls that are just, there's a bunch of books and papers and just a bunch of stuff just all over. Then there's a bunch of notes on the table spread about with other books open to different various pages. And yeah, it looks like someone's been working in here a lot.
I have a jump on the table and have a look at the notes.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a human language English.
I'm going to spend 10 points, so I just make it.
Okay. You understand, well, or you can read the notes, so why don't you go ahead and give me an insight roll with that.
An inside roll, okay. It's 94. Inside roll. It's an actual skill. Yep, no, I fail.
Okay, so, okay. Yeah, you read the notes. They don't really make any sense. It's just a bunch of different crazy ravings.
Okay. Tear him up.
All right.
Practice my glowing on them.
Yeah. And you hear more noise upstairs. Now what are you guys gonna do?
Check out the lounge.
You think that pretty much probably all the cats are in the house now that you had.
Cool.
So what is that? That was 40... Was it 42?
52 cats. Plus yes.
4.
Wow.
And, yeah, just shredding and knocking stuff over. I definitely gotta shred the furniture. And I think if there's any, like, floor lamps or anything like that, you know, knock them over and
lock
the cords.
You do see there is, above the mantle in the study and in the living room that there are two gas lamps, two electric lamps that are within reach if you were standing on the mantle.
Oh, cool. I'm standing on the mantle. I was always up here.
Of course you were. So, yeah.
And I will... Yeah, I will... this is like a wall lamp kind of a thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like... Does that 90-degree angle turn when it comes out of the wall up and then just has a bulb in there.
I will jump on it and see if I can break it off the wall.
Go ahead and give me some sort of roll.
81, which is not very good.
Yeah.
Maybe I just end up hanging from it briefly and then fall back to the mantle.
Yeah, you're not able to pull it off. But maybe with some help.
I'll go and help him out.
Okay.
Velko.
Yeah, I'll help you, Andre.
Come hang with me.
Okay, I'll leap up there.
All right, so you guys, now Zelko and Andre, are both hanging from this electric lamp. It starts to creak a little bit.
You, come here.
I'm going to jump, if that's what they want to do. I'm going to try to do it.
Okay. You get up there.
Okay.
You start to pull, and it... starts to break away from the wall, and the lights start to flicker.
Awesome.
And Catherine, you're still downstairs?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so yeah, you guys break it away from the wall, and now the wires are exposed.
Mm.
And sparking a little.
They're not really frayed yet, so it's not like they're sparking, but you think... Well,
okay, I see what you're saying.
You could probably remedy that.
Yeah, definitely. Scratch at them. It's dangerous. Watch out.
I will scratch it good.
All right, now here's the fun part. Let's get some luck rolls from people that are scratching live electrical wires.
Uh-oh.
Awesome.
Live 1920s electric wires.
Best kind.
And that is a failure.
I do not
the luck roll.
Luck roll.
Okay. So just roll 1d2 if you failed.
Okay, so
1d2. One. Is it damage?
Two.
Damage.
I took 2 points of damage.
All right. So the wires
you
start...
falls to the ground, jumping.
Real. Yeah.
And then stops moving.
Oh, Mew.
Smoking a little bit?
Yep.
Aww.
You were having so much fun.
I forgot that I had damage already.
Yep.
So, yeah, the wires start crackling and smoking, and, you... Give me a scent roll. The people that are upstairs.
That's a hard success. No, a scent is a pass.
Twenty-nine, which is a hard success.
Okay. You don't smell gas. Just yet.
Good. So we go downstairs and start. Well, first, I guess we should start calling the cats out. Start meowing for the cats to leave. And then go downstairs and tell Catherine to...
the retreat signal?
Catherine! Yep, the retreat signal.
Why don't you go ahead and give me a yowl just for fun?
Hey, I passed one. Hard success.
You actually yell for once, Andre.
Yay.
I'm very excited.
Huzzah. Okay, and then fulfilled you go downstairs?
Thing. Yeah.
That's what you were saying?
To get heading back downstairs,
Catherine, it is time. Upstairs there is small fire.
Are the is the burner attached? The burner would be attached to a hose from the gas, right? Is it rubber or?
Yeah, it's rubber.
Okay, in that case, I'll turn the burner on and then slash the hose, and then book it.
Okay.
Out the window.
All right, and as you guys are exiting the house and you see a bunch of other cats coming and streaming out from the hole in the porch, you see the old man come to the window of the front of the second floor, and he's got like some sort of big fire poker or something in his hands. He's like looking out. He looks just so angry, almost crazed. And at that moment, he kind of looks up and sniffs and then turns, and then the house explodes in a fiery blaze.
Oh, beautiful.
Excellent.
Sit there licking my paw.
Twinkling in the eyes of all the kitties sitting on the lawn.
Watching.
Yeah, somebody's going
to
be...
Sorry.
I was saying a human's going to walk past and see 40, 50 kitties sitting there looking at this house on fire.
A couple minutes later, you hear the wail of a fire engine.
Oh, time to
coming this way.
Time to scatter back home.
And you guys have successfully defeated the cat from Saturn and Fester Montague, the evil crazy guy.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I just managed to kill the two cats that I used.
You guys can all regain 1d6 sentience points.
Woohoo.
And then another 1d8 sentience points for killing the cat from Saturn.
4, 5, 4, 9, 6, 3, so 10.
Okay, 10. Are we ever going to play Cthulhu again?
You can keep them if you guys want to. I can definitely make up something. If we want to save this for a palate cleanser somewhere down the line. I think Jonathan might want to play again. Since he's missing out.
I certainly would as well. So
I definitely would like to play again. It was fun.
Alright, cool. So then you guys can go ahead and roll your ticks if you want.
Mm-hmm. So, Jim, is it not your game next?
Yep.
Are you going to be sending out pregens, Jim, or are we
yes.
making characters?
No, I have pregens too that I'll send out.
What's the setting?
The setting is modern.
Oh, modern.
Yep.
Nice.
Modern day.
Oh, and I also picked up the derelict, if you want me to run that for you guys at some point.
Oh, yeah.
From the free RPG day yesterday.
Yep.
Were you able to snatch another copy?
No, the game store that I go to is strict one free RPG day item per person. Because I think they only order one box. Because they only had the two copies of The Derelict. And I got there a couple minutes early before they opened and just kind of like waited. They hadn't even unpacked it yet. And I was like, I'm looking for this one. and luckily, right when they opened it, I was like, oh, do you have this Chaosium one? They're like, oh, this one we just put down? And it's like, yeah, okay, here you go.
Awesome. Yes.
Nice.
But,
so the one...
But, mm-hmm.
The one skill roll that didn't update upgrade was of the ticked ones was, of course, Yowl.
So you guys liked Cthulhu? I thought it was pretty interesting, pretty fun.
Oh, definitely. It was a lot of fun.
You guys definitely solved that situation along normal investigator lines. Kill it with fire.
Exactly.
So did we follow very much the plan of the story?
Yeah, I mean, you guys pretty much hit every part, with the exception of going back to the laundry. Because if you had gone back to the laundry during the day, you would have been able to talk to the cats that live there and the kittens. But it's not like it would have changed much. You still would have gotten to the same same place.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. That was good times. You guys did well. Unfortunately, two cats down. But for the greater good.
Fondly remember, perhaps.
Cool.
Alrighty. Thank you, Mace.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks. Yeah. Fun.
I'll have to start coming up with I'll have to start working on the continuation. the great kitty saga.
And you're gonna have to let Jonathan know about his poor cat.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. He has another cat.
That is true. He does have two.
Yeah, he even put that in the backstory of his cat. Is that, you know, he's out, Mew's out hunting while his sister's at home.
Jim, just a quick question. What made you decide to go for Russian as well?
What made me decide to go for Russian? I don't know. Just the... Because I wanted to do familiar. And I figured it would be interesting. I mean, obviously it didn't play into anything at all. But I thought if I'm going to be the familiar or something, why not be the familiar of a old Russian witch? Or maybe an old gypsy woman kind of thing.
I just found it interesting because... We three of us chose Russian cats.
Yeah, I thought that was funny as well.
Cool.
Yeah, I liked...
not blue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty funny how you guys all kind of chose that. I'm sorry, Jim, that you didn't make any of your mythos rolls.
Ah, well.
Always next time.
Yep.
Who wants to pass those rolls anyway? All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you guys take it easy. Oh, and then, Jim, are we gaming tomorrow or is it next week?
Nope, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes. All right. Cool. All right. Hopefully, I may be a longer day at work, but I will try and keep you informed.
Cool.
All right. Okay.
All right.
See you tomorrow,
later, guys.
Bye, guys.
Take it easy.
Later. Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.